Okay, good morning. We are on Kuf Ayin He. Birkat Tov V'Hametiv on wine. Just a quick follow-up from yesterday as far as clinking glasses. So I understand there might be some dispute in the matter, but generally speaking, by Chukos Sagoyim, Darkei Amori, it's only a problem if it's a custom that this is a Yeridea issue, but generally it's only an issue if Lamaisa, the post can point out, it's only a problem if there's no real good reason for it, and it's based on a problem of Tznius, Erva, or Avodah Zarah. So, based on that, clinking glasses would technically not be a problem. Okay. Now, what we're going to do right now is we're going to continue reading from where we left off. That'll conclude about Hatov V'Hametiv. Then we'll quickly go over all the many caveats and then sum up, real basic, how to be safe when you can say Hatov V'Hametiv. So, Dalet. Ein levarech Hatov V'Hametiv ela imken yesh acher imo. This bracha is only meant to be said when you have someone else to drink with. D'hachi mashma, and that's the way it's mashma. Hatov lo V'Hametiv l'chaviro. You're giving to you and to others, right? We know by Shechianu, if you get something new, if it's just for you, it's Shechianu, and if it's for your family or somebody else, also, then you say Atov V'Hametiv, for example. This bracha is meant for you and for other people together. V'hu adin im ishta ubanav imo. And your wife and your kids count. If you have a drink with your wife or a drink with your son or daughter, either way, you say Atov V'Hametiv on the next bottle. But if you're just drinking all by yourself, or you're the only one drinking wine at the table, lo, then doesn't matter how many bottles, you don't say another bracha. You don't say Atov V'Hametiv. Okay. Yeah, we'll go over all the little caveats together all at once. Hey. Im rabim esubim b'seuda. So now, let's say you have a lot of people together drinking. Kol echad mevarech le'atzma Atov V'Hametiv. Similar to Birkat Hayayin, everyone says their own Atov V'Hametiv. We don't have one in mind for others. V'lo yevarech echad l'kulam. You don't have one for everybody. One person makes the bracha for everybody. V'chashinan shema yigdimu kane leveshet kishianu amen. We're afraid of them choking. And Hagah continues, but if you're just drinking and no one's eating, you're just having a bunch of drinks all around together, then according to the Shulchan Aruch, it seems the Rama is saying, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, one would say the bracha for everybody, because you're not in the middle of a meal with food. And we know according to the Rama, it would seem that you can also just say Savri Maranan and also say have Hatov V'Hametiv and have everybody in mind. Okay, Vav. Yain shel shtei chaviot v'akol mimin echad. So let's say you have wine, and it's all the same grapes, the same harvest, the same everything, but they're fermented and aged in two different barrels. So im mitoch arba'im yom levitzirato samu b'shnei kelim. So within the first 40 days of the fermenting process, you kept So if they're originally put into two different kalim from the very beginning, the first 40 days, then chashivei kishnei minim umavarchin alav atov v'hametiv. So it's considered to be two different types of wine, and therefore you would say atov v'hametiv from one to another. Right, but there we said you say Atov V'Hametiv as long as it's equal value or more. Okay, unless of course you know that one batch came out worse than the other. V'im li'achar be'im yom chilku, but it started out as being fermented in the same barrel, and then later on after 40 days you divided it. Then it's already considered like it's from one place. One type of wine, and therefore ein mevarchin alav hoyel v'akol mimin echad. Okay. Now, just to go back real quick, just to point out some of the caveats that make it a problem to say, or the issues that come up with Hatov V'Hametiv. So we know. So one thing is by Birkat Hamazon. Everyone says after Birkat Hamazon, if you have a kos shel bracha, so then you wouldn't say Hatova Meitiv. Everyone only says Borei Pri HaGefen. Right? That's, we never heard of anyone saying Hatova Meitiv because we don't. It's always Borei Pri HaGefen. Why? So there are two common reasons given. One of them is because in benching itself, when you're benching, right, you're saying the kos of wine, the kos of bracha on benching, and on benching itself, you do say Atova Meitiv. So it's already being said. That's one reason. Also, there are some who say, and I've never heard this from anyone, you never say Borei Pri HaGefen and Hatova HaMeitiv at one time on one cup of wine. If you need to say a new Borei Pri HaGefen because you moved or you thought you stopped drinking, and you have to say Borei Pri HaGefen, so some say you never say Borei Pri HaGefen and Hatova HaMeitiv. Now, there are some who do say that it seems to be even the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but there are some who do say there are times when you say both brachot one after another, and it's a machloket. Again, it's not me'akev, but it's a little machloket. Which one do you do first, Borei Pri HaGefen or Hatova HaMeitiv? Either way, it's not a big deal, and either way, many say not to, and I think the majority shy away in general. Shy away from Hatova HaMeitiv. It's not the most common said bracha. And Safek Bracha Sohakal. So I think that's the general practice. Now, something interesting to point out. On Leil Pesach, in the middle of the meal, there's nothing wrong with drinking extra cups of wine at your Haggadah, your Seder. But, at the Seder. But, you do want to avoid, the poskim say, preferably, from having a different type of wine or a different bottle of wine in the middle, so that you're not saying Hatova Meitiv in the middle of the meal. Because Hatova Meitiv is, you're saying it on wine, so it sounds a little bit like you're saying another bracha, Kiilu Borei Pri HaGefen, and we don't want to be adding more to the four cups of wine. So some have the custom, depends if you're Ashkenazi or Sephardi, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, if you say two brachot or four brachot on Pesach night, but everyone says we don't want to be saying five brachos. We don't mean mostly fala kosot. So Hatova HaMeitiv, if you get stuck and you want to drink another bottle of wine, you are allowed to say Hatova HaMeitiv, but many poskim say it's better to avoid that. Okay. We mentioned yesterday as far as you still have to have some of the first bottle remaining if you're going to say Hatova HaMeitiv on the second bottle. So we learned the Shulchan Aruch doesn't care. Even if you finish the first bottle, you still say Hatova HaMeitiv. But many, based on Mishnah, many say you don't say Hatova HaMeitiv if you completely finish the first bottle. Okay, let's see what else. Okay, so there's another opinion that says in order to be chayiv, and that's really a das yachid, and it could be there are some who, again, do go to the extreme, that you, in order to say Hatova HaMeitiv, both people have to drink at least a revi'it of wine from each bottle. Now that's really a das yachid. I mean, obviously it's the deya is a real mi'ut, extreme deya. I'm not saying that in a negative way. Obviously there are more than one poskim who follow that, but it's certainly a great minority. Certainly not the Shulchan Aruch and not most. And it's never been mentioned before in the Rishonim or any of the early Achronim. But there is such an opinion. But Lamaisa most say, clearly, even if you just have a mashahu, just a sip of wine, on the next on either cup, that's enough to say Hatova HaMeitiv. Let's see. Okay, there's another opinion that says it needs to be owned by everybody. Can't just be owned by one person. And so therefore, the wine either has to be physically a partnership, or you put out the wine and it's free to take. You can put it on the table, put it on the counter, have an open bar, And then everyone can just take at their own leisure, so it becomes like a partnership. So everyone says that's okay, as long as it's shared by everybody. Alright, I think that's pretty much adds up all the caveats. What was it?
You have to be able to take as much as you want.
You just have to be able to have a sip. You just have to be without asking permission. It can't be that you have to ask permission, because then it belongs to somebody else, according to that opinion. And many hold to that. So based on Safek Brachos HaHakel, I'm going to give you a Now, I have no problem. No, there's nothing wrong with following the Shulchan Aruch, who, under most circumstances, you could say Atov HaMeitiv. But generally, majority of us are going to be on the more cautious side and say Safek Brachos HaHakel. So, just a real simple scenario where it's easy to be and not to worry. In other words, people are afraid to say Atov HaMeitiv because they hear all these little caveats. Well, the truth is, according to vast majority of all almost every opinion, it is certainly okay to say Atov HaMeitiv in the following case. You go to someone's house and you're having a meal, and he brings out one bottle of wine, or you had one bottle of wine for Kiddush, whether it's sweet wine, mitzvah, grape juice, or whatever, just any bottle of wine. And then he brings out another bottle of wine. Could even be, as we learned, the same bottle, the same company. It could be even the same harvest. Of course, if it's a harvest, obviously, if it's a special reserve and they don't make so many of them, then I would be choshesh that even if you have two bottles, I mean, I don't know, I guess ask what's the likelihood that it comes from the same vat or the same barrels. Okay, so anyways, you're at a meal with other people, so you're not by yourself. More than at least two people are drinking from the second bottle, and some say even the first bottle. So as long as you don't finish the second bottle, as long as you don't finish completely the first bottle, you leave something in there before you start your second bottle, you're pretty safe because it's on the table, it's for everybody to have. And you don't need to say Brei Pri HaGefen. You already said Brei Pri HaGefen. So there's either no bracha or Hatova HaMeitiv. And the bottle is going to be equal or better value. Right, that's the assumption. And then it's very, very possible or normal. If you're at a regular meal, usually for us a Shabbos meal these days, or Yantiv, but it could be during the week. But if you're at a meal and there's more than one bottle of wine, it's very easy to fulfill the criteria, all the criteria according to the vast majority of poskim.
It can be two on the same table at the same time, two bottles.
Even if you have two bottles at the same time, it's still according. That's another caveat that some people are machmer for. They can't be both. Can't be on the same table. That's not according to most opinions. It's not according to the Mishnah Berurah. Most opinions, the Shulchan Aruch. Clearly, even if when you said Brei Pri HaGefen and they were both on the table, you still say Atov HaMeitiv. But that is another minor opinion. Okay. But yeah, often when you go to a guest, they don't put out all the bottles at the table at the same time, but it depends, unless all the guests bring a bottle. But yeah, it depends. Okay. I think that covers.
You say that even if the wine is on the table?
Yes. When you say Brei Pri HaGefen and you have another bottle, you say Hamtov HaMeitiv. That's clear according to most. But again, there's always going to be a minor opinion. So I guess it depends on your take. Because you're missing out a bracha that Chazal wanted you to say. Okay, Kuf Ayin Vav. Okay, now we're talking about bread or mazonos before the meal being poter one versus the other. Aleph, birach ala pat, poteret parperet. So if a person says hamotzi, yirei on bread, so then that fulfills any other mazonos that you're gonna have during the meal. Oh, let's keep reading. Dahainu, but what is parperet really? It has a status of maase kedera. I don't know if we covered this or not. Maase kedera is generally like mazonos that you cook, not that you bake. It's mazonos that you generally is not the main bread of the meal. So here you have pieces of bread that you stuck together with soup or honey. The hainu perure pa dak dak, little pieces, shedibkan imarak odvash. And it no longer looks like bread, it doesn't really taste like bread, it doesn't really feel like bread anymore. It takes on a new status of like masa kedera. Why is that significant? For the second half that we're about to read. Right? Of course, hamotzi covers all normal food that you have during a meal. That's normally eaten during a meal. That's no chidush. Birach ala parperet. However, what if you say mezonos on parperet? Like noodles or what we just mentioned, parperet is, it's not pasul of a kisan anymore, but it's little pieces of bread that you stick together and it's doesn't look like bread anymore. So lo patar tapat. It does not cover the bread. You still have to say hamotzi if you're going to have bread after this. Haga. Birech ala parperet. But if you make a bracha, and if you make a bracha on a parperet, poter masa kedera shuudaisa chayotze bo. And then it certainly covers what we just mentioned, masa kedera, which could be noodles or oatmeal that's cooked. Vechenim birech al masa kedera poter ta parperet. And if you make a bracha, again, this is pretty obvious. If you make a bracha, or it's easy to understand, if a person says a bracha on masa kedera, on spaghetti or oatmeal, zonos, then it's going to be poter the parperet, this type of bread that's became like a cake, a full blown cake that's not even part of barbekisna. Okay, so we see now it's interesting to point out. So okay. Now, it's interesting to point out, even if a person, the Shita Mekubetzit points this out, even if a person has in mind to say, when he says mezonos on this item, on this parperet, it doesn't motzi the bread. It doesn't motzi, it doesn't count for hamotzi. So why not? It's kind of obvious why not. The only question why it would be is we know Birkat Mezonot really could work on any food that you have. Except for water and salt. So that, they say, only applies if when you say Mezonot, you're going to eat that food right away. And that Mezonot you specifically have in mind for whatever you're eating, even for bread. But if the Mezonot that you're saying really is going on a different food, then and it's not going directly on the bread or on the bread, which is hamotzi, then it doesn't suffice. That is one opinion. But you can also understand it that no, we're just talking about stam in the Shulchan Aruch, and that if you do have specific mind for mezonos to go on the bread, it could be that it does count. That's a question. Okay. Okay, I guess quick caveat over here is what happens if you do eat mezonos before hamotzi. So the question is, do you need to say a bracha achrona or not? So the halacha is now. I will point out though, if you do say mezonos on pas saba v'kisman, there is a suffix also if that counts for hamotzi. If you had a mind for it to be on bread. That is even more difficult because there, pasa v'kisan, we know, whatever pasa v'kisan is, one third of it, of the shitot, is it's actually hamotzi. Really, pasa v'kisan, it's a suffix. We call pasa v'kisan, it's again, it's previous sugya, but what we call pasa v'kisan, it's a big suffix if it's really hamotzi or really mezonos. So anyways, just to, I guess to recap, if a person is gonna have, cake, before hamotzi, the best thing to do is to, first of all, we say it does not, in general, does not poter the bread. And the best thing to do is to always say a bracha achrona before you start your meal. Could be you have to, or could be you should. The Mishnah Berurah actually says you don't have to. But, so there are different opinions on how to deal with this situation. That's certainly true if you're having the cake right before the meal. If you're going to wait a half an hour or an hour it seems that probably everyone would say you need it's, but it's definitely at least better to say your bracha achrona right away. That's for something like cake that's normally also eaten during the meal. Although it depends. A normal cake, if it's truly patava v'kisnan, we say by definition it's not normally eaten during the meal unless you're hungry. So it's a little bit of a complicated sugya, and you know, depending on which achron or rishon you're following, it falls a little differently. But to try and keep it on a pretty simple level, the best thing to do is if you're going to have mazonos before a meal, you say mazonos, and it does not, in general, does not pater the bread, at least, or have a mind it shouldn't. And the better thing to do in most cases is to say a bracha achrona. Again, you could read the Mishnah Berurah. There's different opinions who sometimes will say if you're going to have like a piece of cake, a normal piece of cake, right before the meal, maybe you don't have to say a bracha achrona. Okay, but there are others who say you should, and you avoid other problems with other brachos problems as well. So, anyways, so that's for mazonos. Now, if you're going to have fruit before a meal, you're not planning to have it during the meal, you definitely should say a bracha achrona. And you have to say bracha achrona. If you're going to have it during the meal, so some say you should also say a bracha achrona before, but if you didn't, birkat hamazon works. As we're going to see, it's important to realize anything that you're not going to have during the meal, and that's not part of the meal, then any time you, even if you eat it before hamotzi, even though you say birkat hamazon, it doesn't pater it. You still have to say a separate bracha achrona.
If you ate before a meal,
right,
and then you started the meal,
right,
and then you said birkat hamazon afterwards, then you
still have to say a berei nefashos or me'ein shalosh on the fruit. If you had fruit before the meal and not during the meal, and then you say birkat hamazon, that for sure you would have to say a bracha achrona after. Because birkat hamazon only works on food that's part of the meal. Now again, if you had some fruit before and some during, it could be a mitzarek. I think I'm assuming it's the same fruit. Also, there's really no end of sveikos in hilchos brachos, and every achron and rishon is going to have a little different take on it. So, but I think that's pretty fair to say. Okay, what are we on time? Okay. And as we already mentioned before, by drinks, it's better to, if you're having a drink before the meal, if you didn't plan on having it during the meal, then it's better to say a bracha achrona before you say hamotzi, for drinks as well. That's what we discussed previously. But if you didn't, and you had drink during the meal, then based on Safek Brachos Lahakel, we say Birkat Hamazon, Birkat Hamazon works. Okay. Let's get to Kuf Ayin Zayin. Now, this is a little bit we just spoke about. Having foods during a meal. Aleph. Dvarim Habayim B'tocha Seuda. Okay. Now, you're going to have other foods during the meal. So it depends. Do you have to say a bracha or not? Right? You have meat, you have vegetables, you have other cooked dishes, you have candy. What do you do? So, im heim dvarim habayim machmat ha-seuda, dahayinu dvarim shederech likbo ha-seuda aleim, l'lapet bahem et apat. So, if it's foods that are normally eaten during a meal, it's pretty simple. This is our criteria. Any food that you normally have during the meal, it does not have to actually be eaten with bread, and it could be food that you'd never eat with bread. It really has nothing to do with bread. But based on how they used to eat, that became the general expression. But really, that has nothing to do with the halacha. It's really anything that's part of the meal. Kagon, basar, meat, right? Chicken, red meat, v'dagim, fish, beitzim, eggs, v'yerakot, and vegetables, ugvina, cheese, daisa, cereal. Not cereal, like a porridge. Umine meluchim. Or pickles. Or other pickled items. Ve'afilu ochlim belo pat. Even if you don't eat them with bread, ein te'unim beracha lifnehem. You don't say a bracha before them. The birkat hamotzi potartan. When you said hamotzi on bread, that had it in mind. Now, just important to point out that most say the only time hamotzi poter is the food. The only time hamotzi works on anything during the meal is if you're going to eat at least a kazayit of bread. Okay? So if you're going to have just a taste of bread, hamotzi, that's not enough. That doesn't work. And some even say that the bread that we're talking about is that you also want to have the bread. If you have a bunch of foods in front of you and you don't want the bread, but you're just doing it to get out of, you know, you're not sure what bracha to make on all the foods, so you're just going to have a, you know, one kazayis of hamotzi. Some say that doesn't work because really you're not having bread for itself, and everything is not putter, is not tuffel to the bread. Really, you're just having the bread for everything else. I don't know. I don't think that's the main opinion, but it's certainly a something to better to avoid. Not to, if you definitely don't want any bread, don't use your bread as a way out for brachos. That's recommended. Okay. So again, regular any food that's part of the meal, you don't need a bracha. V'lo li'achreim de'birkat hamazon potertan. You don't say hamotzi. You don't say birkat hamazon. Now. Now, what if it's things that are not part of the meal? It's generally not eaten part of the meal. What are examples? Te'inim, figs, ra'anavim, grapes, v'chomine perot, all kinds of fruit. And I'll just add real quickly a short little list. Ice cream, you would say a shahakol if you have it during the meal or at the end of the meal. Chocolate, candy, sorbet, mousse, nuts, creme brulee, marshmallows, jello, and again, not for today, but the sugya of pasa v'kisnan, perhaps. Pasa v'kisnan, sometimes you say mezono, sometimes you don't, depends if you're hungry, and it depends which kind of pasa v'kisnan. There's a dish by Ashkenazim, tzimis, so it could be made sweet, so since it's normally cooked for part of the meal, they also say you do not say a bracha on tzimis, but you do say a bracha on kompot, on cooked fruit, because it's not eaten as part of the meal. It's always considered a dessert. Okay, im ochel otam belopat. If you now these items, you have to say a bracha for them because they're not part of the meal. That's only if you don't eat any bread with them. So then, te'unim bracha lifnehem, de birkat hamotzi eni potartan. Since it's not part of the meal, it's not generally part of the meal, so you don't, hamotzi doesn't work, you have to say the bracha rishona. De'lav mi'ikar se'udahem, they're not part of the main part of the meal. However, ve'enam te'unim bracha l'achareyem. But they are part of your meal. I mean, you're having it during your meal, so it's not like you ate the food before the meal that we discussed previously. Here you're eating them during the meal, so it still is relevant to your meal, and therefore you don't need to say a bracha afterwards. You don't say berei nafasha or merei inshallah. You just say birkat hamazon dekevan shehayu shebao betocha seuda birkat hamazon potartam. So since you're eating them during the meal, then birkat hamazon does work on them. Right, but we said if it's something that's not part of the meal and you ate it before hamotzi and you didn't eat any of it during the meal, then you would still have to say the bracha achrona, as you mentioned before, during the meal or after the meal, even after birkat hamazon. Birkat hamazon, it's not like once you say birkat hamazon you get a free slate, you start all over again. Not exactly. Now, v'im b'tchilat achilato achal aperot. If while you're having dessert or during the meal, you want to eat some fruit, but you eat it with bread. Uva sofa chal yomam pet. So the first bite of your fruit was with bread, and the last bite was with bread. Afil im ben taim achal mehem belopat. Even if you ate without, you ate most of the fruit without bread. Einam teunim beracha af lifneihem. You don't even need a bracha beforehand. So if you're going to have fruit, we said you do say a bracha, but if you're going to have the first and the last bite, the first bite is completely ma'akev, of course, without having bread. So then, only if you have at least the first bite with bread, then you wouldn't say a bracha of the bracha rishona, and you should also have the last bite with bread. Okay. I think we'll stop. All right. Whoops.